welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, everybody. Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast. It's November 3rd, 2021, and I have a prophetic word for the month of November and some encouraging words for you. They are going to help you. The Lord spoke to me. He's going to lift you up and get you ready for the breakthrough that is here. I am not kidding. This is a powerful time. And I'm already experiencing this even in the midst of the attacks and warfare, that things have been difficult. There's greater glory. There's greater power and peace. But the Lord says, it's going to be worth it all. And you can chat in your questions. DougAddison.com is my website. My team's on. We'll do Q&A later in the broadcast. Follow me on social media. Facebook, The Doug Addison. Twitter, Doug T. Addison. Instagram, also Doug T. Addison. And on YouTube, Doug Addison, because YouTube, we're building up our YouTube page, and we're going to be doing some fun things over there. Just excited about what God's doing right now through social media as well. Follow me as well with the daily prophetic words. I've got the original daily prophetic started over 10 years ago. Hashtag daily prophetic. Sign up for it and get it delivered to your email address. All right. Well, let's get going. We're going to start this off right now. Lord, we pray for your anointing and your glory. We pray, Father, that there would be a release of your power through this word for November that goes beyond November, but there's angels attached to this. There's attachments in a good way to this. Jesus' name, amen. So this month, I do a word of the month, and then I do subsequent words on how to apply it. I do training as well. I heard the Lord, and he spoke to me. He says, the watch of the Lord is returning. That is Habakkuk 2:1. I will stand at my watch, and I will station myself on the ramparts, and I will look to see what he has to say to me, and I will give an answer. Ooh, the Lord is moving right now. I can feel this. He's raising up people to step into the prophetic watcher, the prophetic intercessors. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden you find yourself with a burden to pray for someone. Don't be surprised when, even if you're not an intercessor, the Lord places a desire to pray and fast or wakes you up in the middle of the night. He's moving right now, and you don't have to be an intercessor. There's a powerful anointing. I'll tell you more about it, but God is raising up people to be watchmen on the walls, and there's a new ability and anointing from heaven to move in prophetic intercession at a new level. The Lord is raising up a new breed of prophetic watchers who will, you know what, you start getting insight, you're going to get wisdom into situations. There's a greater understanding. Things are going to start to unfold over time, but then Habakkuk 2:2, I love this one too. The Lord answered, and he replied, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets that a herald may run with it. I love it when technology's in the Bible. Jesus goes back on the cloud, by the way, in Revelation. And here he is talking about tablets. He knew. Yeah. And so in Habakkuk 2:2, he said, write down the revelation, make it plain on tablets, that a bunch of people can run with it. So be prepared to write down what God is speaking to you as the heavens are open right now in a new way. This is one of the times. I tell you, it's the most unusual time. There's no textbook. You can't make this stuff up. I've been seeing it, you know, and experiencing, and others are starting to experience that, you know, there's no textbook or training for this new thing except the Bible, except getting back to the foundations of God's love, prophetic writings, songs, creativity's flowing. You'll need to catch it and write it down. That's what he's saying. Write it down. Get ready to write things down over the next couple months. It's flowing. The heavens are opening right now. And, you know, here's what I had to do. I had to change things up. I had to change the way I prayed. I used to use a certain prayer. I used to, you know, stay at the same place. I don't do it anymore. I changed the translation I was reading in my Bible. I changed up my prayers. I did everything new. And the next thing you know, it opened. And this is the new season. Prophetic messages are flowing right now. There's going to be new books written. There's going to be songs. There's going to be creative ideas. There's going to be flowing from heaven. Even the administrative type of people are going to get these ideas, and inventions are going to start flowing from heaven right now. There's going to also be financial strategies. Watch, Father, there's a bunch of those flying. So Lord, I pray so far, I want to activate this part, that we would step up and receive the Habakkuk 2 anointing of standing on the watch for you, that we would be able to position ourselves and hear you and write it down. Jesus' name. All right. Well, the Lord is also restoring the watchman. And that's the main part of this word this month. Last month, I released a prophetic word about the damage that the pandemic has caused by causing a large number of elderly and mature people who were covering us. They were covering us in prayer, but now they went to heaven early. That was a move of Satan to take out, you know, a lot of things happened in the pandemic, but that one was right under our noses. I didn't even see that one. Is a bunch of those amazing prayer warriors. People were praying all the time. And the Lord said, Psalm 127:1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. But unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. So the Lord's building a new house. Psalm 127:1, he's building the house. He's building something new in you. He's building a move. He's building up something. He will not be outdone. I tell you, the enemy has come in like a flood, but the Lord says, I'm raising up a new standard. I'm building a house right now. And it feels like you've been laboring, but it's been in vain. And the watchmen have stayed awake in vain. That group there, those watchmen have been taken out, causing us to labor in vain, causing us to come under attack. And a large unknown group of prayer warriors who have been praying and battling over us has now gone to heaven, has left major gaps, major holes, globally and personally, at all levels. And yeah, I can feel this. And one of the reasons that I've been under attack, major warfare, I've been raising up, you know, the enemy's come against me like a flood. And the Lord said, you need to raise up the world to help pray for you. So consider praying for me. I've put that out there a few times. But, you know, many of the major watchmen that have gone to heaven, they actually was in this place, this Habakkuk 2 place. They were the ones who, they were on the walls. The Lord is now causing people right now, he's calling people to step up into a temporary prayer assignment now through January. Might even go further. Some people, you're going to realize, man, I like this. I never liked to pray before, but I like this. This will help bridge the gap. As the enemy is releasing attacks and as the Lord is shifting things, you know, we've been getting hit so hard. We've been getting hit with the warfare, financially, sickness, death, the world. We need to get the prayer shield back in place, says the Lord. So, Lord, I just activate this. I ask that you would release the Habakkuk 2 anointing. I pray, stop these attacks, that we would no longer labor in vain, that we would step into what you have in Jesus' name. Here's some more. God's purpose in the shaking. There has been a shaking. Haggai 2, 6, and 7. This is what the Lord Almighty says. In a little while, I will once more shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I will shake the nations, and what is desired by all nations will come. And I will fill this house with glory, says the Lord. And we need, boy, this time of shaking right now, this is, oh, it's already been here. The shaking is, you know, the pandemic, the violence, you know, the global economy, the hit of taking people. I mean, you name it. That's the shaking. But the Lord says, I'm now going to use these attacks and this turmoil to release what I desire, says the Lord. And it's important to understand that the Lord is not causing this. He is not the one causing this. This is not the end of the world. You know, the only way out is Jesus coming back. No, he's causing us to step up right now and take back what has been stolen. You know, there is a second coming of Christ, but there's going to need to be a revival right now. We need to get this revival going to bring a group of people to the Lord. So it's important to understand right now, Satan has unleashed a major attack against the work of the Lord. That's a pandemic. We've been hit financially. Also, we haven't been able to meet together. We haven't been able to worship. People have lost their jobs. And the highest thing now the Lord says is now your intercession covering has been taken out right under your eyes. That we need to now. His desire is for us to move in greater levels of power. Wow. And he's releasing this. He's calling people to go into a deeper place of intimacy. Personal renewal. It's happening in me. He's going to shake things open in a good way. It's not like some people are, the prophet said he's shaking stuff, but there's going to be earthquakes. No, I'm just saying. The Lord is shaking things open in a good way. You're going to see hot spots of his power and anointing. You're going to see these healing meetings start to open. Healing anointing at churches. I'm already hearing about meetings that are opening up. And they don't have to be big ones. I tell you, the Lord is going to start to move. We activate this word right now. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for the greater glory to come. We pray for the shaking that the enemy sent against us. We pray that the shaking of the Lord would be even greater in Jesus' name. So there is greater glory. Haggai 2:9, the glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former. Now the Lord is speaking this. And then he says this, I love Haggai 2:9. He just says, and then I will grant peace. He says, and in this place I will grant peace. So in the midst of this time, he's granting supernatural levels of peace. He's causing us to step up right now. He's going to use everything for good. He's going to take a new level of glory. Now, the glory means power. It's power, anointing, it's healing. The glory is that. And it's also peace to be able to stand in the storm and not be moved. That's what he gave to me. The Lord, in the midst of my trials, and I've had some big ones, to birth what's coming, right, to help get the revelation of what's coming and to birth what's coming, I've had to stand in the midst of the storm. And he's given me greater glory. He's given me the Haggai 2:9 level of glory and peace. And I want to release this over you. But watch for the places, these places to spring up, these places of healing, these places of refuge. I saw this at the beginning of the pandemic. I saw that there would be cities of refuge. I believe this word's now. The Lord's raising this up now. The enemy tried to delay it, but he's raising up cities of refuge, places of refuge. They don't have to be cities. I just mean churches, houses. The Lord's going to release personal renewal. And the intercessors, these new intercessors right now, God's deputizing you to pray to fill the gap. Because of what's happened to COVID-19 and the healing of sickness is going to stop in Jesus' name. People are asking me, how do I pray? What do I pray? I don't know. It's pretty easy. Yeah. Pray that the pandemic will be stopped, that COVID-19 would be removed from the earth. Pray for the greater healing anointing over it first and foremost. Pray for the repayment of the losses that we've done. This is the last one I always pray is the new safer antidotes and vaccines would be released. We can pray for these. Lord, I activate this. I activate this word, the greater glory. I activate this peace in the midst of this that you would release now in Jesus' name. Now, the other part of the word is the power to break yokes. Isaiah 10:27. In that day, their burden will be lifted off their shoulders and the yoke from their neck, and the yoke will be broken. The Lord is releasing greater power to overcome the things that have overcome you. The Lord is releasing this greater power to overcome the things that have been holding you back. There's an anointing right now to reveal and heal strongholds of the enemy. There is an anointing, there's an ability to reveal and heal the strongholds of the enemy. Satan's major move right now is to get us entangled in sin, depression, addictions, to name a few. Cry out and ask him to release you. Ask him to show you what is the root of that stronghold. There's power to break out of strongholds of sin, sickness, financial burdens, debt. There's power right now to break out. The Lord's releasing the power to overcome. I activate this now, Lord. Whatever we have right now, we just lift it up to you. If it's a financial, maybe it's all of the above. Maybe it's sickness. Maybe it's the loss of a job. Maybe it's, you know, discouragement or whatever it might be, getting entangled or footholds on you. Father, I pray. I just feel like you just need to pull down that strategy the Lord has from heaven. Release this anointing right now from Isaiah 10:27 to break the strongholds and the yokes of bondage in Jesus' name. But wait, there's more. There's so much. There's power moving right now. This next part I want to release is from Ephesians 3:9. And he spoke this to me just last week. I was ministering to one of our staff members, and he spoke to me. This is, and I love this. It's to make known, to make plain to everyone, the administration of this mystery, which for ages past has been kept hidden in God, who created all things. Now, Ephesians 3:9, he's releasing an administration. That is the ability to activate administration of the mystery. These are mysteries that have been kept hidden until right now. And the Lord is releasing the greater understandings into the mysteries. In other words, revelation is flowing right now into your situation. Revelation into your situation. Revelation into the bigger things. There's going to be revelation into the pandemic, into the medicine. There's revelation flowing right now, business. But it will come in the form of Bible verses, prophetic promises, words are going to come alive. I tell you, the Lord is breathing new light and the ability to understand and see in the spiritual realm the way you need to. You don't necessarily need to be an open-eyed seer like me, you know, but I'm just saying, he's given you something, the spirit of wisdom. Revelation and understanding is now coming alive. I want to say it again, release this right now. Lord, we pray for the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of understanding. We pray for the ability to administrate it so that we can become a practical ability, practically live it out. We would have the instructions, not just the vision, but we would have the instructions right now in Jesus' name, breaking something off of people right now. Ooh. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. Release the prophetic wisdom to open people's eyes in the spiritual realm. All right, and the last thing, oh, there's two more actually. It's a power-packed month. Boy, it was fun to get in this word. The Lord's favor is being released. This is one of the most powerful parts of this prophetic word. All of them are like power punches or power tools you can use. Isaiah 61:2-3, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of his vengeance of God, to comfort those who mourn, to provide for those who grieve in Zion, to bestow on them a crown of beauty. Instead of ashes, the oil of joy. Instead of mourning, the garment of praise. Instead of a spirit of despair. The Lord is flipping things around right now. There is favor here. And he's going to get you out of discouragement, grieving that seems to never end. These are the things. I want you to write this down. He spoke to me. Isaiah 61:2-3 is that he is doing this, but you have to step in. You have to pull this, you know, pull this into your life and battle for this. This is something to battle for, because he's going to give you favor to get out of this place. And he's lifting off the unloving spirits of low self-esteem, the rejection. He's lifting off the things. He's lifting off depression. He's lifting off anxiety. And he's giving the oil of joy. And he's going to give you the garment of praise. One of the keys to this is praise. That's what I had to do. When I was going through so much, I just started to worship God. I praised him for everything. I would give him thanks and glory in the midst of it all. And I tell you, that's a key. Isaiah 61:2-3, major key. Lord, I pray to activate this. In Jesus' name, we activate the year of the Lord's favor. We just activate the Lord's favor. We pray that you would comfort those who've been mourning. I see people who've been walking through the valleys. I've seen the valley of the shadow of death, the valley of the Ezekiel 37, Valley of Dry Bones. There's also the Valley of Tears that is mentioned in the Bible. There's also just the Valley of the Wilderness. Lord, bring us out of any and all valleys. And I pray for those who, they just grieve and cry and grieve and grieve. And I just pray, Lord, that you would break off that. Yeah, the shadow of death that would be causing them to grieve and cry and never be consoled. We pray, Father, that you would bestow a crown of beauty and the oil of joy instead of mourning. We pray, Lord, for the garments of praise to break off despair, to break off the things that are not of you in Jesus' name. But wait, there's more. This is a power month. And finally, it's the plantings of the Lord. You know, there's been a lot of losses and people have gone to heaven because of the pandemic. But you know, Jesus had something to say about this. John 12:24. He said, "Very truly, I tell you, unless a kernel of wheat falls to the ground and dies, it remains only a single seed. But if it dies, it produces many seeds." He was talking about himself. You know, he was about to go to the cross and they wanted to keep him there, you know, keep him on earth. But he knew that when he went to heaven, it would release, the Holy Spirit would release something. Many people have been into these untimely deaths, and they've gone before their time. And some, maybe it was the right time to go. It didn't matter. These plantings of the Lord, this is what the Lord said. You got to see this with my eyes. He goes, I know that it's hard to understand loss. And I just pray right now for those who have experienced death and losses of any type. God says, I'm going to repay those who've gone to heaven early or those who've gone to heaven, they had gifts that need to be released. And he says, I'm going to release the greater glory. There's favor coming upon the earth. He said, this is a pivotal month. November is a pivotal month. And I have not forgotten you, says the Lord. And this word, I felt like a little bit more. I'd released a prophetic word a few years ago that actually was the first vision I had in 1991 called the Divine Alliances. I feel like there's a move that God's going to do with these divine alliances. And that is where he's going to bring together because of the plan of the enemy has come against us with great power. These are end time marriages. For those who've been, I want to encourage you. The Lord's moving right now on that prophetic word about the end time marriages. And he's moving right now where people are going to come together for the purposes of the kingdom. It doesn't have to be a marriage. It's marriages, families, ministries, and businesses. I saw them all coming together, you know, what they couldn't do previously. And the Lord has kept people, some people, single, but you're suddenly going to get married. The Lord has kept some people, or maybe you've lost a spouse, and it's been a painful time. You're going to suddenly align with this. And maybe you've had a business or things have fallen apart, or the church that you know that the Lord had called you to, or ministry has fallen apart. The Lord's going to bring things together, but you got to humble yourself in the midst of this and watch for the Lord to move. And I feel this right now, that this is a pivotal month. It's a powerful prophetic word. And I release this right now, this word about the Lord is restoring the watch. He's restoring the watch of the Lord in Jesus' name. Lord, we activate this entire power-packed word. My goodness, there's punches. We're just like the punch one after another against the enemy over you. And we just come into agreement. We pray for the comfort for those who can't even imagine the loss that they have. We pray, Father, for the eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that understands. Jesus' name. Amen. Woohoo! Boy, that's a powerful, powerful word this month. And just kind of reeling from it all. Wow. DougAddison.com. That's my website. And, you know, the word about praying. And each month I try to, I get a word And then I don't do this, you know, to be monetary, you know, to release a training to make money off the word. I release a training to prepare you for the word of the Lord. So this month, we're going to be doing a training on November 20th. It's a two-hour online workshop called Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth. And just go to DougAddison.com/praying. And if you sign up now through November 7th, you can save $5, only $32 for a two-hour group. It's kind of like a coaching with me because you can ask questions. I do some training. I give you the things that you need because I've been a prophetic intercessor all my life. I've been an intercessor, and I've always prayed. My mom had it. She gave it to me. I inherited it. And so I'm going to be releasing the training that I have. We're going to go over the powerful prophetic word for now. I'm going to really go deeper into it, the biblical study on the prayer and the different types of intercession so that you can understand this, that you don't have to be an intercessor. How to learn a fresh new cutting edge prayer strategies, and also how to pray effectively for the sick. Praying with power no matter how much time you have. That's a big one. Some people don't understand that you can just pray on the fly. How to operate as a prophetic intercessor if that's your calling. How to operate as a watchman on the wall if that's your calling. Or how to pray on the run. And God is opening the heavens over your prayer language right now. There's something new. How to be effective in using prayer decrees. How to find the intercession groups out on the internet. Because this is very important, to come into agreement together. In other words, how to get a breakthrough group. That's what I did. I got healed of all kinds of stuff after I got a breakthrough prayer group. And how to do targeted, how to get healed through a breakthrough prayer strategy, how to develop the prayer strategy, how to develop the plans that you need, personal prayer outlines. I'm going to give you my outlines, Bible verses that I use as well, and also several brand new powerful prayer activations. DougAddison.com/praying. And just if you do that now, it's only $32. Normally, it's up at $37. Anyway, you don't have to be there live on November 20th, but you do need to sign up, and then we'll just send you the replay if you can't make it, or, you know, if you're in another time zone. It's powerful. Well, I want to invite you to give into what we do. DougAddison.com/give. Also, we've got the Doug Addison app. Wow, if you haven't, you know, I don't mention it so that I forget, but some people are on a social media fast, you don't like all the stuff out there. This will bypass all of that. It's like having heaven in your pocket. And you can get the daily prophetic words delivered to you right on your phone. Go to your Google Play Store or Apple App Store. You have access to my podcast, my blogs, my lives, my prophetic resources. DougAddison.com/app, or just go out to the App Store, put my name in, and you'll see that as well. Exciting times. Got some Q&A here. Someone asked, this is a common question. I feel very tired and discouraged, and honestly, saying that we need to contend for our breakthrough just exhausts me. I know. I hear you. And I tell you, right now, as you just step up into this, you don't have to do a big, big thing. The Lord says you can do some smaller things done over time, help you do it. Here's another, I'm just going to do three real quick ones. What can I do to agree with the Lord for what is coming? Well, just ask Him to reveal and heal. Reveal and heal anything right now. Deal with the current things in your life and watch as He opens some new things. Another question, I have not dreamed in a long time. I need to start dreaming again. I know I have this word for people, is there's a prayer to pray. It's on AslanPlace.com. Just type in prayer to release dreams. Aslan Place is a powerful free prayer that will help you. You don't have to pray it every day. Pray it once. It's going to open things up. So, Lord, we pray for this time, and we pray on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen. Don't forget about the Praying with Power, Bringing Heaven to Earth. DougAddison.com/praying. God bless you all. See you next week. Be encouraged.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.